is the correct order when you get into the shower? Talking shampoo, conditioner, face wash, body wash, shaving, whatever it is that you do in there. Mm-hmm, what is the correct order? You've been showering your whole life, but have you been doing it wrong the whole time?
Maybe.
Maybe. There's a guy who has gone viral because he says, well, this is the correct order for showering. And he says the correct way to do it, you shampoo and rinse, wash your face, apply conditioner, wash your body, then rinse the conditioner off. And I say, wrong.
Oh.
Hmm.
I see one of his things probably is correct for women.
Okay.
But I don't do that either.
Okay. What? Why don't we all say our order?
All right. Mine is draw a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And then lay in it.
That is wrong.
Okay. All right.
Jason.
Next.
I get in the shower and I turn it on hot.
Okay.
And the reason why I do this is I take the soap or the body wash, I do my under armpits, my downstairs area, knuckle deep in the back, and then do everything.
Wrong.
Well, just to make sure it's extra clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do all that.
Uh-huh.
And then, because I did that when the shower's hot, I shave my face. I shave in the shower.
Okay,
so
you're getting
I gave it time,
yep.
Right?
Okay.
Then I shampoo, and once in a while I use conditioner. But I see what this guy's point is. He's saying the conditioner should be almost first because that way, doesn't conditioner have to stay in your hair for a little while?
Yeah, they say like 3 to 5 minutes, I guess. Matt?
So if I'm shaving, I will get in the shower, shave, shampoo, head and beard, then body wash, and then get out. If I'm not, it's just shampoo, head and beard, body, get out.
Okay.
I used to go the opposite. I used to do body first, then hair.
What? Why the switch?
I was told that now when you wash your hair after, you're rinsing the dirty soap down off the clean body.
That's exactly
right. Oh. Yes. That really stuck with me.
Yep.
And so that changed everything.
Can I do my real one?
What is your real one?
I get in the shower.
Uh-huh.
I cry for 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I...
Sounds right.
Yeah, even with hair or no hair, wash my hair.
Uh-huh.
With 5-in-1 or whatever, has like motor oil and stuff in it.
Yeah. With all your toothpaste,
kerosene, bleach, whatever. And then I wash my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Particular attention to the nips.
Mm-hmm.
Just get them real shiny.
This sounds
and
like a lot.
The nethers, the BH, but I don't put my knuckle in.
Mm. You should.
Okay. And then now I don't condition. I guess you condition your scalp, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't use conditioning. Yeah. I have the 5-in-1s or 3-in-1, whatever it is. So, and yeah, then I get out.
Okay.
I will tell you this, the 5-in-1, you don't know about it, Katie, because it's like,
I don't.
The one thing it's a fraud on is when it says it's a conditioner too.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
It's not. I can see how it gets everything off. And I believe shampoo is just like a soap too. Because soap works by globbing on and pushing it out. That's what shampoo does too. But and you can use shampoo under your armpits if you have hair there. I mean, it's hair. And plus, if you have the downstairs area here, you can.
Yes. Sure.
Do you not have downstairs area here?
Very little.
Remember, he does. He takes care of all the things.
No, I just wanted him to say it.
But as far as the conditioner goes in that thing, it's not an ounce of smoothness, right?
No.
Well, I guess you guys wouldn't know.
No, but you can tell.
Feel it. Tell me if it's smooth.
But the way the conditioner feels, it does not. For the most part, the 3-in-1 just feels like body wash to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then, but you guys, you know how women buy unnecessary, expensive shampoo?
Only unnecessary because you don't see the value.
No, it's not. It's very similar to the same thing. But if I take Suave, which is very cheap,
mm-hmm.
it used to be expensive back in the day, and I use conditioner, it is, I feel it. I almost kill myself
slick.
In the shower. Yeah, I almost fall down in the shower. But there's no... It's just the marketing that you're falling for.
I do think that there is a level of marketing, but I also think that there is a quality issue. There's certain things that work better. And I do think I have to change up my shampoo and conditioner from time to time because it's like your hair gets used to it.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I can tell too, man.
Your hair
I can tell.
Even with the way you get your hair cut, your hair can be trained a certain way.
Yeah.
It sounds weird, but it's true.
Well,
they say
that's a myth. Like, when you shave your arms that it grows back more. They say it's a myth.
No, okay. I think your hair being trained a certain style is not a myth.
It
lays a certain way, all the time. And then if you try to switch it, especially if you have long hair,
uh-huh.
it takes a while for your hair to get where it's used to being that way.
Just to be in the norm. So the way I do it, which is the correct way, according to me.
Is he doing chat GPT about this?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Shampoo. Then I put my conditioner.
Uh-huh.
Then while the conditioner is in and it's all hot and steamy in the shower, I put it up with a clip and then I take care of any shaving or,
Mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. Then I rinse the conditioner out.
Okay.
Then I do my face.
All right.
Then I do my body wash. And the reason I do my face almost last is because the conditioner is going to go be rinsed on my face.
Ah.
And I don't want any of that slippery residue left on my face.
I see. Mm. When you don't take any time for crying?
I think I used to.
You don't, you're just happy now.
But now it's like, this is a vacation.
Oh, yeah, get away from
nobody's
the
kids. Talking to me.
Tears of joy.
So,
and there's sooner shower songs. You're
I
singing.
Do my shower
By
singing.
By the way, we'll have new ones for on our next
yes,
show.
Yes, we will. Yeah. So, no, there's no crying
it's
in there.
Happy oh, tears nice. Versus sad slash shame tears.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mine. Yeah, mine frustrated yours. Tears, regret tears, lawyer fee tears.
And people can't tell that you're crying because you're wet. So.
I'm wet, and then if the kids aren't there, I'm just alone. My tears just bounce. The wailing just bounces off the walls, uh-huh. not to be heard by man.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell all women how wrong they are about this?
Oh, my
this?
God.
Sure,
no,
go ahead.
Why?
Shout it from the mountaintop.
Yeah, please.
So, the immunity you're talking about mm-hmm. is apparently product buildup.
Yes.
But it's not any different, meaning it says use a clarifying shampoo to get rid of the product buildup. And it makes you feel like you're immune because of that. Mm-hmm. And then also winter and summer makes your scalp different and the moisture. But it's really the particular shampoo not becoming immune.
Okay, I'm not saying it's just not working. I say I can't feel like my hair isn't responding as well.
You
and it is a
buildup.
Shampoo. It is the season. It is how I've been wearing it. Like all sorts of things. And so I don't just switch when, you know, I have several different kinds of shampoo. In
oh, no one
my
has
shower.
Just one
yeah.
kind of shampoo.
Nobody.
What is clarifying shampoo? Just a different one?
It can strip any sort of buildup on your hair.
Is it called clarifying?
Yes, yeah. It's called clarifying.
Oh, good Lord.
So if you go to the store, I noticed that. I buy Suave for like Everly and stuff, but I put a bunch of them in because they're like $2 and they're big containers. They usually use the conditioner the most.
I know. Why is that?
Most,
they don't need that much.
It's like half the shampoo bottle is gone, but the whole conditioner thing's gone.
Which in real normal life, it should be the other way around, I think.
Right. So I do 2-to-1, basically. And I was like, oh, what's this? One time it was a clarifying shampoo, it said, Suave, and it was on sale for half price. So I'm like, so I loaded it up with clarifying shampoo. I just thought it makes you clearer. It clears your hair. I didn't realize you're not supposed to use that every day, right?
Did you switch it back out?
Well, yeah. Now I have a bunch of clarifying shampoo at my house.
Well, it's all unclarified.
But they'd only use it once in a great while.
Well, and then, you know, because I'm an expert at taking baths.
Mm-hmm.
If you're new to the bath game, especially if you have a jetted tub, conditioner does not work as a bubble bath. It's just like you have like chunks of cottage cheese and floating.
Yes.
Around.
Ugh. And
it does not
Ew.
Turn into bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
I did it by accident one time. I'm like, what is this crap?
Shampoo will.
Shampoo's great.
And body wash will.
Mm-hmm.
And bubble bath.
And that pink bubble bath stuff for the kids.
But not the conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
Or any sort of oil that you're using, like body oil or shaving oil
or
whatever.
It's just chunky in your bath, which is pretty
hot. I just don't like baths because you're bathing in dirty water.
It's fun.
And then you get up, and even though it gets off, the water was dirty that is rinsing off. In a shower, you can rinse off the dirty water.
I think baths are great for relaxation.
Yes.
And for kids to get clean, like babies.
Yeah. And you need to shower afterwards.
Mm-hmm. But I don't shower after because I'm in it to relax.
Oh.
I'm not in it to get clean.
I got you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a waste of water, but yeah.
Whatever.
Says the guy has a built-in hot tub.
Seriously.
But we don't change the water every
day. And sitting there with your dirty friends and their dirty wieners and their dirty buttholes.
You know what you should do, Jared?
But just
fill up
your
tub. Fill up your tub.
Yes.
And for every once in a while, put chlorine in it and just use the same water for 6 months.
Oh.
I wouldn't do any of that, he's saying.
It's not
going to
get hot.
Mm-hmm. Come in, my skin's just
burnt
off. You told me to do this! Pulling the neck down, my skin's boiled
don't
off.
Don't do that.